subject, dating a controlling coworker. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 39-year-old single black mom of three and a minister. I have been practicing abstinence for almost 6 years. I met a gentleman that is 7 years my senior. He is well established and is also a single parent with a 21-year-old and just received custody of his 13-year-old daughter. We are also co-workers. We became good friends the last 4 months. He was moving back into his house after 2 years, and I assisted. We spent a lot of time together outside of work. No one knows this at our office. We slept together once and have done so ever since. I feel convicted and wanted to cut him off. He showed up at my house when I first tried to cut him off, and my kids were there. It kind of threw me off. So the next day, I established some boundaries. He is very controlling and wants to be over everything, even in the bed. He asked me to come over after his boys leave the house. I don't feel like a priority to him lately. He asked me not to go with my friend to lunch and go with him one day, and then he left with his friend because he forgot that his friend was waiting for him. Well, I ended the relationship yesterday, and I haven't answered my phone. So at work this week, he was blowing up my phone and asked me to come over to his cubicle after everyone left and asked me a simple question. Are we good? I didn't respond like I wanted to, so I sent him a text telling him that I didn't feel like a priority and we should keep it just as co-workers. He also did things like bring my stuff to work that I left at his house. He would bring it and sit it on my desk, but if I did it, it was an argument. I also received a key to his house, and I'm going to return that too. I hope I'm making the right decision. Well, because you questioned yourself, I hope you are too. Maybe you're not, you're thinking, huh? Only you know that for sure. So, you know, let's just look over. Let's just see how you got to this point. You didn't like the way he was treating you. You said you didn't feel like a priority in his life. You said he was very controlling. He asked you not to go to lunch with your friend and to be with him. And then he left you to hang out with his friend. And most of all, I think a lot of the reason you feel this way, some of it's guilt because you're a minister and you're feeling convicted. You've been abstaining. You've been celibate for the last 6 years. So now that you're sleeping with him, you're feeling some kind of way. But I have to tell you, it doesn't matter that he's your coworker. That's really not the issue here. The issue here is if you broke it off with him because you think you deserve better, you didn't like the way he was treating you. And if that's the case, you're questioning yourself. Then you made the right decision if you don't like the way he was treating you. You said that you established some boundaries. So what were those boundaries? You didn't go into what those boundaries were. So you have to make this decision. Are you happy with your decision of being, you know, without this guy who you say didn't make you a priority? I don't think so. So be confident with your decision. Steve?
See, let's just go and get to it. When you write your letter, don't try to throw me off. First of all, I'm a 39-year-old single black mom, okay? That could be anybody. That's a lot. There's some 40-year-old single black moms, some 28-year-old single black moms, 42. What you want for that? Ain't no cookie for that. Now, of three kids, some people got four kids, five kids, two kids. Okay, can't get a cookie for that. Here come the cookie. And a minister. Oh, now I'm supposed to back up now. Oh, go gentle on me, Steve. I'm a minister. I have been practicing abstinence for almost 6 years. Well, I practice abstinence too, 4 days out the week.
What?
Oh, because I need some rest.
You know what Bishop Ulmer says.
I got to get myself back together. So I practice abstinence too. Guess what? I can't get a cookie for that, and you can't get a cookie for yours. Now, you've been practicing abstinence for 6 years. This is very important information. Mm-hmm. I met a gentleman that is 7 years my senior. Okay, cool. That puts him at 46. He's well established. He's also a single parent with a 21-year-old and just received custody of his 13-year-old. We are co-workers. We became good friends the last 4 months. He was moving back into his house after 2 years and I assisted. Went over to his house, didn't you? We spent a lot of time together outside of work. No one knows this at our office. We slept together once and have done so ever since. What happened to all that practice? Got tired, just figured it was game day now, huh? Practice, practice, practice. All this practice. Let me see. Once it reached game day, you was good.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.